take it to the top.
Ah, I love those jingle singers. They work so cheap. This is Richie Phillips broadcasting from an undisclosed location deep in the bowels of my basement. This is Take It to the Top, or The Top for short. This is the podcast where I would like to get to the point where I find out what you want to talk about, who you would like to have on my podcast, and then we pool the resources together, and I see if I can take it to the top and get that person on. For those of you who are listening from out of the area, I used to be on conventional radio, you know, the thing with the antenna, the old school radio thing. I was on a country station for over 29 years. The station was called WGNA, and I retired 2 years ago, 2 years ago from radio, but wanted to mess around with this little newfangled 21st century way of broadcasting, podcasting. And country will always be part of my love. I mean, I just love music in general. Although I did go through a phase probably my last year on radio where I would listen to all the songs and they all seemed to have the same exact formula. There was kind of a nickname for them. They called them bro country songs. Well, they all had kind of like the same little catchphrases. You know, the girl with the truck and that kind of thing. So I sat there one morning, listened to music for, you know, the whole length of our morning show and was writing down all the common catchphrases that we used in the songs. And then I tried to create the perfect bro country song. So here it is, a little bit of sarcasm. And after this, a brand new country artist who has really broken the mold. His name is Adam Rutledge. He's an up-and-coming rising star in country music, and we're going to be talking to him right after this song.
First you start out with a real good beat. Talk about a girl in cutoff jeans. She's gotta be blonde, can't be brunette. Throw in a cooler in a big truck bed. It's a must that you're sitting in a shotgun seat of a Silverado drinking sweet tea. With a radio cranked down a country road in a sexy tank top playing George Jones. And if you've got a melody that's strong, you've got yourself a bro country song.
Bro country song.
Yep, a bro country song. That's country. Add in a guy with a backwards hat. Must wear shades, gotta be jacked. Real tight jeans, and he can't be fat. Neck is red and covered with tats. Park that truck by the river down the hill. Pull out the blanket and the Coleman grill. Crank some Hank, break up the Bacardi. Time to get down, time to do the naughty. With this formula, you can't go wrong. If you're gonna write a bro country song.
A bro country song.
Yep, a bro country song.
A bro country song.
It's gotta take place in a little farm town, and your truck needs a big lift kit. Make sure you sang with a country twang while you chew tobacco spit. Then you almost got yourself a hit.
Yeah.
A bro country song.
A bro country song.
Before it's over, before it's done, ride in the jug of wine in the real hot sun. It's crucial that you have a car that pulls up with an awesome candy apple ragtop. Wink at the girl who's listening to Merle. Yell out the window, you rock my world. Sit on the logs, scoping out the frogs, and end your last verse talking about your bird dog. You'll be on the charts before too long with your brand new bro country song.
A bro country song.
Make sure, in addition, that you do some catfishing. Then you succeeded in your mission of writing a bro country song.
A bro country song.
Yeah, I said a bro country song.
Take it to the top. To the top.
Oh, this is going to be fun today. Adam Rutledge is a brand new artist on the country music scene. His website, which is adamrutledge.com, says that he's a Virginia native. He's got a passion for guitar-driven country music, and if you want to hear this guy, go on YouTube or go on Google or whatever you got to do, or even Spotify. You can listen to his songs. You got to see him to believe him. I mean, he's an incredible performer as well as a musician. His music is on Spotify. Like I said, Love Kicking In is one of his brand new hits. He's got another one called Rub a Little Dirt in It. He's got another great kind of a ballady kind of thing called July. I'm blabbing enough. Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Rutledge.
Love kicking in.
Adam Rutledge, how are you?
Man, I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm just so glad to talk to you. Do you like to be considered an overnight sensation, or do you scoff at that and say, oh my God, I've been playing for years, overnight sensation?
I don't care what you consider me, as long as you consider me.
And was it Phil Vassar that discovered you, or did you discover him as far as being managed?
Well, so long story on that. I'll try to keep it short.
Yeah.
Jeff Smith, one of the producers on the record, the executive producer on the record, is Phil Vassar's guitar player. He and my mother went to high school together, so there was a connection there.
Oh.
So I was sending songs to Jeff. Yeah, I was sending songs to Jeff to help me out on, and that's how Phil heard them, and here we are. So yeah, it was just a kind of connection through my mom's old high school friend Jeff Smith, and he produced the record, and it sounds great, and all glory to Jeff Smith for sure.
And which record are you talking about?
All the songs on this new record, Runway.
Oh, so you have a whole album out. I didn't realize that. I've been looking for that.
Yeah, it comes out on Friday.
Oh, this is good timing then. It's good timing.
Yeah, perfect.
Now, Phil and you are both from Virginia then.
Yeah, that's exactly right, man. He's from about an hour away from where I am. I'm from Salem, and he's about an hour away from there, around the Lynchburg area.
Would you consider him a mentor? I mean, has he really like helped you?
Yeah, absolutely. He's he's been super, super helpful and guiding me along this. He can make, you know, really important phone calls and get me in front of, you know, important people. But more importantly than that, he can tell me what not to do, and kind of, and there's a lot of pitfalls in this business, and he's been able to lead me around those so far. And I'm in great hands with him and my whole team for sure. I couldn't be in better hands.
You certainly are. Just to give you just a very, very slight background, I did 29 years of morning radio at a country station in Albany, New York called WGNA. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
I have, actually. Yeah, man, that's awesome.
It's the biggest country station in the Northeast, and out of all the years that I was on there, the guy that still rings in my mind as just being the most fantastic person was Phil Vassar. He came to town, and I had a keyboard on the air. I do song parodies, so I always had my piano there, and he sat in with us the entire morning and played. I played Piano Man, and he sang, and he was just fantastic to me personally. I just think he's just an incredible guy, and you're connecting with the right guy.
Yeah, they just. I think Phil and them just played in Albany last week.
That's right. He came to Albany. I was trying to get him on here. Yeah, but it was a little late. And just one other very, very quick story. He did a country festival here years ago, and he asked me to come up on stage. I didn't even know he was going to do this. I played the piano, and he stood with a microphone and sang Piano Man. It was one of the big thrills of my life. I just a nice guy.
I'm sitting here. Jeff Smith, Phil's guitar player, is in the room with us. He's listening in, and he's like, "I remember that, man."
That was just great. Well, he must think a hell of a lot of you, you know, to manage you. So that's why he's
a good dude. You know, as big a star as he is, and you know, I'm sure he gets, you know, approached by people every day. Probably, you know, a handful of people, and you know, for him to spend time and to help me out it's not lost on me how special that is. That's for sure.
And I see you're connected with a lot of people. Do you do opening acts for like Old Dominion and David Nail and Cassidy Pope?
Yeah, we've been able to do a lot of opening slots. You know, for we just kind of have gotten lucky and been able to jump on some dates here and there. And I really take those opportunities to, you know, spend time and to pick their ears about the business, and you know, I'll watch them sound check, and I'll watch how they put a show together, and I really try to learn a lot every time that we get to open for somebody like that.
Now, you're very, very high energy. Do you have a hard time connecting? In other words, if they want to book you as an opening act, I would be afraid in some cases that you might upstage the headliner because you're such high energy.
Well, we've certainly had a few times where we were booked as full band, and then we get there and sound check, and then next thing I know, we're going on as an acoustic duo or a trio. That's happened. That's happened a handful of times for sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't care. We just, you know, you can put me on as a solo act. I'm gonna give it 120% anyway.
Well,
full band or whatever. I don't care.
I can see your 120% every time I watch one of your YouTube videos. You're fantastic on stage.
Thank you.
So Eric Clapton would be considered like the rock god of guitar. Who would you consider like the country rock god? of guitar? Or are you now the country rock god of guitar?
I love you, man. Can we end the let's go ahead and end the interview right now on that high note. I'll be the country rock god. No, I don't know, man. It's I love Keith Urban. I think he's a great player.
Oh yeah.
Albert Lee is one of my favorite players, and he's kind of a real traditional country player, but I love his playing. Of course, Brad Paisley's great, but I'm more rock and roll oriented. So
yeah,
Keith Urban and Jeff Smith is one of my heroes. He's still a guitar player. He's a rock and roll guy, man. So I love what he plays. Truth of the matter is, a lot of the best players are names you probably wouldn't know. They're just in these guys' bands. Al Dean's band. They've got some great players in there. So anybody that's got a little extra distortion on their guitar and can play a rock riff, I consider to be a country rock god.
But who are the artists that you absorbed as a kid to really got interested in guitar playing?
I heard the live version of Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yes.
That's what I heard, and that changed the game for me immediately. I knew that I had to play guitar, and I got a guitar for Christmas that following year. And then after that, so that kind of lit the fire. And then my dad took me to see Kiss. I was a kid on the reunion tour, and I saw that, and that just blew my mind. So that was the gasoline to that match that Skynyrd lit. And so that I've been on fire about that ever since. Skynyrd for sure. And those guys, man, I still listen to that, One More From the Road record, and it gives me chills. I love there's no wasted notes there. Everything is perfectly placed.
Sure. Now, you write your own songs, just like Phil and many others. Do you have a hard time, like when you first started writing your own songs, did you finish the song, listen back to it, and go, oh my God, I'm trying to sound like, or I'm trying not to sound like somebody, but I do sound like Eric Clapton or somebody. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Was it hard to establish your own sound?
Yeah, it takes time. I think you can't do it overnight. The first song I remember writing was, I was probably 13. It was called My Way or the Highway. And it was smoke on the water is all it was.
You're
with
right.
Different lyrics. For sure. But
but everybody does that, right? I mean,
yeah, that's how you learn.
Exactly.
It emulates, what inspires you, and then over time you start developing your own voice and your own sound, and man, that's the way everybody does it.
And you shouldn't be discouraged if you turn around and you do sound like somebody else, because you're right, everybody has an influence.
Well, yeah, that's not a bad thing, right? Those songs are great for a reason, so it's
sure.
what a great way to learn, by emulating, the people that you look up to.
Exactly. Now, my crack research team, which consists of me and a cup of coffee, I found some things on the internet. I just want to see if the internet is accurate or not, okay?
Okay.
You said at one point in some interview somewhere that you don't blend into the honky-tonk vibe or the more classical vibe. However, I went on iTunes, and I happened to find a bluegrass band called Step Into the Blue.
Yeah, that is totally unrelated to me. That's not me. That's either a different Adam Rutledge.
Get out of here.
Or a monster. that's not me though, man.
Oh, because it sounded just
like
you.
I'm gonna have my legal team look into that. Okay, put a call into legal right now. We got to get rid of those guys.
Check it out, because there's a song called "Carolina in the Pines," and it said featuring guest Adam Rutledge. All right, so see, now they're mistaken.
Is it good?
It's good, and that's what I was saying. I was going to bust on you, saying, "Oh yeah, you're a hard rocker." Here, I'm listening to you with a bluegrass band.
Well, I haven't heard that version of the song, but if it's good, then I'll take credit for it.
Yeah, it didn't show a picture of you. It just shows the song itself.
That's funny.
Now, here's something else. One of your videos, I'm not sure which one, got so rowdy that the cops had to be called in?
Yeah, so my current single is called Love Kicking In, and
right.
we were shooting a video for that on an old abandoned airport here in Nashville. And the cops came by just to make sure that we were doing everything on the up and up, and they were doing their job, which I greatly appreciate them. And the cop that came by was super cool. He hung out for the rest of the shoot, and he told me after the shoot that he really liked the song. So no harm, no foul.
You didn't put him in the video though.
We should have. That would have been a great idea.
All right, one other thing. I hear rumor that you always have like 15 ideas in your head, and everybody that works with you thinks you're crazy until a lot of them come true.
Yeah, that's probably true. My brain is I think if you ask people around me, they'll say Adam's great. All 16 or 18 of him.
All his personalities. Okay.
Yeah, man, I'm all over the place.
And one other thing, and I know this is true because I saw the video. I love that body like a Bieber. Can you explain when you did that?
Yeah, man. That's so, we were my band was we were working up a version of Body Like a Backroad by Sam Hunt.
Right.
It was a huge hit. Everybody loves it. And at the end of that song, my guitar player Brian Holds just started playing Love Yourself by Justin Bieber, and it was just a pretty organic thing, and I loved it. And we started playing it live, and it went over like gangbusters, so we did a music video for it.
Yeah, I see you got 12,000 views on Facebook and counting.
Oh wow, that's great. I hadn't checked in a while. That's awesome.
Yeah. This is my crack research team found it all this out.
You guys are great over there.
Yeah. And one other question, because I don't want to hold you too much longer, but have you found getting on commercial radio to be tough?
Yeah, it's really hard. I'm not gonna lie, it's a huge barrier to entry for sure, man. It's hiring radio teams that's very expensive, and only the best get on the radio, and that's how it should be. So it's of course everybody's trying to get those spots. It's just really competitive, and you just got to make the best record you can and be yourself, be nice to people and hope that it works out. But, I don't think that, my career is going to be, made or not made on whether I get on the radio or not. I think it's about getting out and touring and getting in front of people and connecting with the audience. And that's, I think people that come to see me live, when you see somebody live, you're listening with your eyes.
That's
and
right.
Your ears. So, yep. There's a lot more to it than anybody can make a great record these days, with the way the studios are. But, I hang my hat on live performances. And if I get on country radio, that's amazing. I'll be very thankful for that. But if not, I want to get out and play for people. That's my passion.
And it's such a changed business. You wouldn't be able to say that 30 or 40 years ago, commercial radio was king. Traditional radio. Yeah. Now there's other ways to get out there.
Yeah, well, social media kind of changed the game on that,
sure.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And one other thing, I've been reading that kids aren't learning or playing guitar as much anymore. The stores are having a hard time selling guitars.
Yeah, my day job was working at a guitar shop, and I taught guitar for a while, and I think it's definitely fallen off a little bit. And I think lessons in particular, and that's because I think a lot of internet, YouTube, you can get lessons on YouTube. So, kids aren't going to a guitar shop to take lessons anymore.
True.
And of course, like local guitar shops, like I was at, were hurt big time by, the internet boom. It's just Amazon, all these places, it's just easier to, buy from your phone nowadays. I think people are still playing. I don't think people have so many distractions these days that
right.
I think it gets lost. Like when I was a kid, it was just, we didn't have as much social media and the computers weren't all jacked up. I'd play basketball and I'd come home and I'd play guitar all night. There was less distraction. So, I think that all has something to do with it, but I think that, I think the future is still bright. And I think people are still playing.
I almost think the opposite. In a way, there's so many ways to learn an instrument now. Like with YouTube, you can learn like any song out there. Like for a keyboard player, it's great too, because they'll actually show with their hands, where they're going.
Well, yeah.
There's so many different avenues to learn an instrument.
That's a huge advantage, being able to watch somebody.
Yeah,
I wasn't able to do that when I was learning. So I learned by ear, which, there again, is that an advantage or a disadvantage? Yeah, I hear you, man. I think it's a great thing to be able to get on YouTube and to learn. But I think there's something really special about being one-on-one with somebody in a small studio, learning guitar that way too.
Exactly. Well, I'm looking at my time here. I guess I've taken 22 minutes of your time, and I don't want to take any more. I really, really appreciate you calling in.
Man, thanks for having me, man. It was great talking to you.
Great to talk to you. Love Kicking In, everybody. You got to listen to it. It's on Spotify, on iTunes, and the name of your album once again?
Runway,
and we're looking for it.
Yeah, June 22nd.
June 22nd. We'll be looking out for it. Thank you so much, Adam.
Yeah, man, thank you. Have a great day.
Take care. You too. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, and apologies for the pops and the clicks and the whatever, all the different sounds that you were hearing in the background there. I don't know whose phone that was, but I apologize in advance. I just didn't want to nix the entire interview because I had such a good time with him. Adam Rutledge, get a chance to listen to him. You'll love him. And by the way, you know what's missing around these parts? I got to do that with a country accent. You know what's missing around these parts? These parts being our capital region in upstate New York. It's a good old-fashioned piano bar. And not only that, but a piano bar that emphasizes country music, or at least for one night. And, you know, your prayers have been answered. I'm so glad you brought that up. There's a little place called the Eden Cafe. It's on 269 Osborne Road in Loudonville. It's right next to DeRaymond's Restaurant. And they're going to let me personally get back to my keyboard playing roots on Friday, July 20th. I'll be mixing in some new country, some old country, lots of sing-alongs, and throwing in a little name-dropping as well as I recount a few of the stories of the country celebrities I had the incredible fortune of meeting as part of the good old Sean and Richie show. I would love you to join us. It's all going to start at 7:30. It ends early at 9:30 p.m., and there's only 40 seats left as of this writing and of this recording. So if you want to get in on the fun, you're going to have to go to eventbrite.com. I'll put all this in the show notes, but eventbrite.com. Type in Richie Phillips. You'll see the event, and you can just order right online. The tickets are $7.50 or $15 for an exclusive seat right at the piano. You can also call directly at 518-977-3771. That's 518-977-3771. Either way, I would still love to see you. The Eden Cafe, 269 Osborne Road, Loudonville. Join me for Country Night. Yeehaw! And that concludes this edition of my little podcast. I am still working, and I've gotten a commitment from Adam Rutledge's mentor, Phil Vassar. He said he's coming on. I will let you know. I'm very excited about that as well. He's going to be my next guest if I have anything to do with it, and I'm going to try as hard as I can to
take it